Thank you, Brad. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a reported structure fire in a residence in the 800 block of Hay Street in Eureka yesterday afternoon. When fire crews reached the scene, they found smoke pouring from the attic area and immediately attacked the fire while a second crew searched the residence for any occupants. No one was home at the time of the fire, and although the fire was extinguished quickly, firefighters were on scene for quite a while mopping up and chasing the blaze through concealed spaces under the house. The suspected cause of the fire was a rag left near a floor heater vent, and damage was estimated at $50,000. There were no injuries reported, and Arcata Fire provided mutual aid. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. Garrett Rodriguez told his family he was going to Humboldt County to work on a medical marijuana farm. That was 6 months ago, and his family has not heard from him since. Rodriguez's father told the investigating deputy that he has spoken with Garrett's friends, and none of them have heard from him either. Rodriguez also reportedly told his dad that he was going to work in an area known as Murder Mountain. Garrett Rodriguez is an adult white male, 5'8", 180 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. He was last known to be driving a 1998 Dodge Ram pickup truck, license plate number 7P63498. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter aren't just for the personal user to keep track of family and friends. Police departments take advantage of their reach as well. The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a man who was the primary suspect in a home invasion robbery over the weekend. That suspect allegedly brandished a handgun during the incident before fleeing on foot and was last seen getting into a silver-colored sedan. The suspect is described as an adult Hispanic male about 5 feet 5 inches tall. Arcata police have posted surveillance video depicting the suspect on their Facebook page, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. And News Channel 3 announced that President and CEO of the Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce, J. Warren Hockaday, is the new general manager of the TV station. Hockaday led the chamber for 14 years and previously worked as the news director at KVIQ in Eureka. With regards to his new position, Hockaday said, and I quote, "I am honored and excited about the opportunity to move my career forward and to work with the highly professional staff and management at KIEM," end quote. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City leaders are talking budget. Stephen Walker has more.
Budget talks continue for the city of Fortuna, with early estimates signaling a $435,000 shortfall. The city cited increased health care and retirement benefit increases, along with declining sales and property tax revenues, as the reasons for the shortfall. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario is hard at work on solving the city's budget woes. He explained how the budget situation has improved due to new propositions.
It's a little better than last month. Obviously, we've been working on, operational cuts. We may be proposing a few of those to our city council. I mean, we're also looking at the potential for, revenue enhancements that we may be able to do over the next couple of years, nothing immediate.
Candelario went on to explain why a combination of cuts and revenues are necessary.
We got to look at both sides to try and make a good balanced budget. We'll probably be presenting a couple of options to our council next month. So not a lot of new data right now, but we're definitely working on that very diligently.
Candelario remains optimistic about the economic future of Fortuna.
And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.